Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, the Tuesday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, you can take control. 800-259-5791. That's the magic number you need.
You know,
like you had something to say.
Today is a huge day in science.
Yes.
Is that right?
Absolutely. I was reading the news sites today, and I found out in Wales that today they have drilled the world's smallest hole.
How small?
0.022 millimeters.
That sounds pretty small.
It's pretty
darn
small.
Why would they want to drill such a small hole?
Well, apparently for
nanomachines, that sort of thing?
Medical equipment and electronic devices. They weren't real specific.
Right.
I just thought it was very interesting. Wow, they've drilled the world's smallest hole today. If you imagine that a period on a, in your average book is can be a millimeter across,
sure.
Then this is 22,000ths that size.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really a small hole. And they've drilled smaller holes in the past, but with lasers, and mm-hmm. so therefore they taper at one end or the other. Uh-huh. This is a cylindrical hole.
Wow. Yeah. I wonder what they used to do that with. I mean,
little bitty drill bit? I don't know. They claimed in Japan, I think it was about 10 years ago, they had right. claimed to have made the smallest drill bit. I don't know. It was a little
okay.
cylinder, which was actually 0.005 millimeters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really small. That would have fit, several of those in this hole. But never heard anything else about it. Like, they made this technology.
Right. 10 years.
They claimed this, and then nothing. That was it.
Until now.
So I don't believe they actually did it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But now you believe it.
For whatever reason, I've decided to believe it. Well, I believe that then, too.
Okay. Well, anyway, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams there. The broadband version of the show is there, as well as a dial-up version. Both totally free. The way a good talk show website should be. freetalklive.com. Well, Manwich, to start the show out tonight, we've been getting emails from multiple people today about this particular topic. So when emails start coming in from different listeners about the same topic, that says to me, it's hot. We need to talk about it. In fact, the first time I saw this issue, I knew we had to talk about it. From the AP, Miami, police announced Monday they will stage random shows of force at hotels, banks, and other public places to keep terrorists guessing and remind people to be vigilant. Yes, deputy police.
Just sounds scary.
It's cheesy. and scary.
Police are here to remind you to be vigilant.
Right. Yeah. And they're going to keep the terrorists guessing by showing up and, well, you're going to love this. Deputy Police Chief Frank Fernandez said officers might, for example, surround a bank building, check IDs of everyone going in and out, and hand out leaflets about terror threats. They're going to surround a building and then hand out leaflets and check people's identification. And this is going to keep the terrorists guessing. I don't understand how this is going to keep them guessing about anything. What, in case they just happen to show up that particular day at that particular bank, the terrorists just happen to show up to rob the bank? I mean, that right there on its own is just retarded. But the worst part about this, obviously, is the police state mentality. I mean, you asked the question the other day, man, which, as something that you would ask one of these people that thinks we don't live in a police state, well, what would it take? What would it take to make you think that we live in a police state? Well, how about if the police surrounded the bank while you were inside it and then demanded that you give them your identification as you were leaving the bank?
To show your papers on
right.
the way out.
Right. Would that make you think that you're living in a police state?
And then handed you government propaganda
right.
and smiled as you left.
Thanks for your ID. Don't forget to be vigilant, good citizen.
Right. Here's your vigilance stick-on badge.
Right. Have a super day, citizen. Thanks for your cooperation.
I mean, this is, this sounds like police state crap to me.
Fernandez said, this is an in-your-face type of strategy. It's letting the terrorists know we are out there. What, the terrorists just kind of forgot that there are police in this country? You think they just sort of forgot about you guys because you're always sitting around eating donuts at the office? Give me a break. This has nothing to do with letting the terrorists know anything. And it has everything to do with the police state. It has everything to do with a control mentality that they're imposing on people.
It'd be It'd be a lot more appropriate if they planned to surround a donut shop, right, and pinch a few bottoms. You know,
the operation.
Maybe drink some coffee.
According to Fernandez, and you know, Deputy Paul, the deputy police chiefs of the world are experts on terrorism. He says it'll keep the terrorists off guard. Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups plot attacks by putting places under surveillance and watching for flaws and patterns in security. Police Chief John Timoney said there was no specific credible threat of an imminent terror attack in Miami, but he said the city has been repeatedly mentioned in intelligence reports as a potential target. He also noted that 14 of the 19 hijackers who took part in the September 11th attacks lived in South Florida at various times.
Not Miami.
No, actually, just south of here.
Just so you know, not Miami.
And that other alleged...
And Florida, fourth most populous state.
Yeah.
Chances are good that one or two of the 12, quote-unquote, terrorists would have...
Fourth most populous state and a good state to live in just because of the weather. I mean, if you're going to be training to kill people, you might as well train in nice weather instead of freezing cold.
And he points South Florida as, you know, Miami's in South Florida and the terrorists were in South Florida, if that means anything. But if they would have been in Tallahassee, which is in the north part of the state, he would have just said, and we know that some of the terrorists were in Florida and Miami is the largest.
If they would have been
Florida.
In Alabama, he would have said, well, they've been in the southeast.
It's crazy. And if the terrorists are watching things for, different behavior, stuff like that, surrounding one bank every 3 years is not switching things up, guys.
Well, he doesn't say how often they're going to do it.
Well, he's just saying they're going to do it now. It's been four years since the attacks. Now they're going to do this. What? What are they doing
right,
over
as
there?
Though they've been watching the banks for the last 3 years. And now this is going to throw them for a loop.
Yep.
Well,
just now when they were getting ready to act.
Both uniformed and plainclothes police will be riding buses and trains, while others will conduct longer-term surveillance operations. Of what, exactly? What are you going to surveil? Do you have a lead that there's some terrorist activity in your city? Wait, no, he just said they don't have any of that information. He just said that no credible information, nothing specific of any imminent terror attack in Miami, but now here he is saying that, we're going to be having long-term surveillance.
They will be undercover.
What?
Sitting next to you on the train.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. They're just going to be surveilling people on the trains. People are definitely going to notice it, Fernandez said. We want that shock. We want that awe. But at the same time, we don't want people to feel their rights are being threatened. We need them to be our eyes and ears. We want the shock. We want the awe. But we don't want you to feel like your rights are being threatened. Oh, we're threatening your rights, all right. But we don't want you to feel that way. So we're going to be very careful about this. How would you feel if you were surrounded? If it wasn't your bank, maybe it was your business. What would you do if you were the bank manager and all of a sudden an armed SWAT team surrounds your building, scaring the hell out of your clients? Because I'm sorry, just because their badges say police and their jackets say police on the backside, that doesn't make me feel at ease. I mean, if a group of armed men surround the building that I'm in, I'm going to be a little on edge. Number one, because I don't know what the hell's going on. What are those guys doing out there? What's going on? Are we being robbed? Is there somebody in the back of the bank with a bomb? I mean, why are the police surrounding our building? And then when you walk out the door, excuse me, sir, we're going to need your identification. Well, what if you don't have it? They don't address that in this article.
No.
They don't tell you what they're going to do if you don't have your identification or if you refuse to show it.
Give you a good bludgeoning.
You know, the story doesn't end here because this story came out early in the morning, and then they changed it later on. We'll talk about that coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern-day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That is toll-free. You can take control of the show, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the updates section. For those of you that would like to, well, be kept up to date with what's going on with the show, you can sign up for our updates at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free, and you'll be kept in the loop. You'll be the first to know anything fresh that we need to announce about the show, like a brand new affiliate that we might be announcing for this Saturday. Another one.
That's great.
That's a good problem
good
to
news.
Have, I suppose. All right, so updates.freetalklive.com. We're in the midst of talking about Miami. There's news out of the Associated Press. Actually, I think this is yesterday. Yesterday this came out. And then they changed the story. And we'll give you the details on that coming up. But the basic news here is that Miami police have now announced they'll be staging random shows of force at hotels, banks, and other public places to keep terrorists guessing and remind people to be vigilant. Yes, that's right. They're going to surround a business, for instance, like a bank, and then they're going to ask everybody for identification as they enter and leave, and they're going to hand out flyers about terror threats and how people can be vigilant. Don't you love that word? Be vigilant. Rat on your neighbors. Because that's what it's all about.
It reminds me of a comic book from the 80s that had this totalitarian government. And the totalitarian government's little theme was, and the comic book was called Nemesis. And as you know, I worked at a comic book store when I was younger. And the theme for the totalitarian government was, be pure, be vigilant, behave. It's just weird. It was from 2000 AD, the same people that put out Judge Dredd.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you the rest of the story here, and then we'll tell you how they changed it later on. Well, Howard Simon, the executive director of the ACLU of Florida, said the Miami initiative appears aimed at ensuring that people's rights are not violated. This is weird, because normally the ACLU is on the side of liberty.
Yeah.
This is one of those instances where they're a little confused, apparently. According to the ACLU guy, he says, quote, what we're dealing with is officers on street patrol, which is more effective and more consistent with the Constitution. We'll have to see how it's implemented, though. Marianne Vivrette, president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, and I'm not sure what exactly is constitutional about this, asking people for their identification randomly. Surrounding buildings?
It is constitutional.
A show of force?
It, I don't know if it's constitutional, but it is legal for them to ask for ID, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's legal for them to ask for your name. I don't think that they can ask for, like, a card. They can't expect you to carry a card around everywhere, at least not yet. I don't think we've gone quite that far.
I see.
But if I'm wrong, 800-259-5791, please correct me. Marianne Vivrette, president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, said the Miami program, similar to those used for years during the holiday season to deter criminals at busy places such as shopping malls. She says, you want to make your presence known, that's a great way to do it. We want people to feel they can go about their normal course of business, but we want them to be aware. Have you ever seen this happen? Have you ever heard of this happening at a shopping mall and the police just come in and start randomly checking identification?
Well, I think the police walk around, and if somebody's... I don't think they randomly check ID. I think they...
This isn't going to be random. They're going to randomly select a building in this case, and they're going to check everybody's identification that comes in and out.
I don't think that they... I have never heard of that. That sounds a little weird.
This is outrageous.
But usually they bother the hustlers, the people that they profile.
Right. So I got this... one of the people that sent me this was somebody named... who calls himself Range. And then he resent it later on, and he says, this is interesting. The AP story has changed slightly. At the link that I sent you, and then he gives the original link. And here is the line that talked about demanding ID now reads as follows. As an example, uniformed and plainclothes officers might surround a bank building unannounced, contact the manager about ways to be vigilant about terrorists, and hand out leaflets in three languages to customers and people passing by, said police spokesman Angel Calzadilla. He said there would be no random checks of identification. So you've got one story where it says that they're going to surround a bank building, check the IDs of everyone going in and out, and hand out leaflets about terror threats.
Right.
The other one says, they're not going to be checking IDs, they're just going to be handing out leaflets.
Hmm.
And then here's Range's comments, which I think are pretty insightful. He says, I don't know if this means that the original AP story was mistaken and they've simply corrected the story, or the chief of police woke up to a storm of protest and changed his tune and then got the AP to quickly change their story, or if the paranoiacs are right and there is a conspiracy and they have forced the change in the story so the whole world doesn't know of their evil plan. It's certainly very odd, though, that 12 hours after it was posted, the AP quietly, completely changes the story without any comment. The new story also doesn't make any sense. Cops will surround a bank building unannounced and contact the manager and tell him about ways to be vigilant against terrorists? Why do the cops need to surround the bank in order to do that? Whatever happened to mailing a form letter? Instead, they do what? Surround the building, have snipers trained on the nearby rooftops, pull out the bullhorn and announce, attention, this is the police. Come out with your hands up so we can tell you how to be vigilant against terrorists. Oh, and here's a leaflet. And why the line about saying that there will be no random checks of ID? If this was really the original story, there'd be no reason to even think that was going to happen. So the inclusion of that line makes no sense at all.
Right.
What are they trying to do here? Right. Are they just trying to backpedal? Because it's a little late. I mean, it was 12 hours later, and by the time... I mean, when an AP story comes out, it gets copied and pasted to all kinds of different newspapers.
It's all
and,
over,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and news sources all over the place. So, yeah, Range says he believes the original story just a little bit more than the revised version. Very interesting. What's going on here, man? What country do we live in, anyway?
It's strange. I would like to believe Choice B that... You know, the cops realized, oh, yeah, well, this isn't a good idea. And then lots of people protested and they backpedaled off of the, you know, and in fact, all they'll do is, you know, walk around in their uniforms more. But
which I got to say is a little disturbing. I mean, I've seen some of the photos from the big cities with the cops in their riot gear and the big M16s that they're carrying around. And it just doesn't make me feel so free anymore, man. Which having armed police in the streets like that just... I just don't feel like we live in a free country. Do you?
Well, I don't think that they would necessarily be carrying their M16s. I'll tell you what. When I was in Israel and at Italy, seeing the cops with their, you know, teenagers with automatic weapons, with uniforms, though. Like, I'm supposed to trust them now that there's teenagers with automatic weapons and uniforms.
Yeah.
It did not make me, definitely did not make me feel free.
Certainly.
I hope they didn't have bullets for those things.
If you're out there listening to this and you think this is a good idea or you just want to comment on the police state in general in this country, we want to hear from you, 800-259-5791. I just find this a little disturbing. And I think that we all need to be paying a little bit more attention to this kind of stuff. And I think that we all definitely need to resist this sort of behavior. If you're in Miami and the police surround the building that you're in, go ahead and refuse to show them your identification. What'll happen? They don't mention it in the article. I mean, there's no law that says that you have to do these things, is there? And even if there was, I would still say you should resist. I would still say that you should not show your identification. Because this is sick. This is so un-American, so police state, so Nazi-esque, it needs to be resisted. All of the new identification requirements, the new real ID, all of that stuff that's coming down the pipe, all of it needs to be stood up against. Because if you don't stand up now, eventually it's going to be too freaking late.
Yeah, it's much easier to stop the little snowball than it is the giant one that's already rolling down the hill.
800-259-5791, Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-5791. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. You want archives? We got them for you. Last 7 months of the show, right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, no games, no credit card, no accounts, none of that. You just go to freetalklive.com and get them for free. freetalklive.com. So the news out of Miami, pretty disturbing. It's right along the same lines as what we heard about happening in New York City, and as far as I know, it's still happening, with the random bag checks in the subway. And one of our other listeners via email suggested that, well, Miami's kind of taken their cue from New York City. New York City started checking bags randomly in the subway systems, and people just shrugged their shoulders and said, well, if it's for security, okay, I'll let you check my bags.
As long as it's security. As long as we're a little safer at the end of this.
And so, so people just let them get away with it, and so they're going to do it from now until, well, you decide to stop putting up with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like any other government program. Once they get a foothold, it sticks.
Yeah, tell me which government program they've stopped doing recently.
I can't answer that.
I can't either. When are we going to leave Japan?
So here you have Miami climbing on board on the let's keep everybody safe bus, and now they're going to be doing, as they put it, random shows of force. They want to shock and awe the terrorists by randomly checking identification in front of businesses. It's craziness.
It is crazy.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
On the topic of terrorism, this has been on my mind for a long time. It's sort of tangentially related.
Okay.
But, you know, the other day you were saying how you guys obviously don't support terrorism.
No, we're not big supporters of terrorism.
Although, you sort of understand the reasons behind why people would, you know, want to commit acts of terrorism.
Sure. The ones that may have occurred on 9/11, yeah, we kind of get that had something to do with our foreign policy. We aren't just stupefied by, oh, we got attacked for no reason.
Well, yeah, obviously. And if you think about it, 2001 was the 10th anniversary of our stationing troops in Saudi Arabia, which is the exact reason that Osama bin Laden cited for attacking us in the first place.
Yeah, he really did.
That's sort of interesting in and of itself. But my point is, I totally agree with you that the attacking civilians is always reprehensible, you know, no matter what the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it strange, you know, these politicians will stand up and they'll talk about how bad it is, you know, how bad these terrorists are for attacking civilians. But then they'll turn around and they will sing the praises of the U.S. military and Harry Truman, who dropped atomic bombs on Japan, killing, 300,000 people?
Immediately.
Civilians?
People. Immediately what they're going to say to that is that, in fact, they... what you have there is American lives were saved.
This is wartime. People die in wartime.
You can kill civilians if it's to justify some higher cause.
Oh, didn't you know, Luke? Americans are apparently just better humans in general. I mean, we're just better people than the rest of the world. You didn't get that message?
People don't get it. You know, they see there's lots of novels, lots of movies, all this stuff, this hero worship that goes around war, and people just don't realize, hey, we've been lied to, just about everyone we've gotten into.
Yeah.
We've been manipulated. And, you know, two, they just don't, it doesn't solve anything. All it does is enriches the politicians.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, they're more powerful. Young men die, but how do I benefit? We invaded a country full of oil, and I've got to pay you to do it? I mean, it's like running. It's like paying somebody to break into a bank vault and then pay them to live there.
The citizens of either, if two countries are in a war with one another, if two governments are warring, the citizens of either country never benefit from that war. They're always more impoverished afterwards.
It used to be that at least, you know, one country got the spoils of war, but not America. We don't fight wars that way. It's the American people have to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
You know, at least the Roman citizens.
And then we have to pay to rebuild.
Right, and then we pay to rebuild. Everything too. We pay to send the army over there. Everything. And then if we're on the same side as, you know, some of our allies blow up somebody else, we got to go over there and build up too.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. It used to be, you know, some country invaded another country and they got the spoils of war, and at least the citizens benefited from that extent. That
well,
they
our
had
government
tax
hasn't
burden lifted off.
Our
of them.
Government doesn't think that being daddy for everybody here in this country is enough. It needs to be daddy for the entire world. Big government daddy for all the countries of the world. Whether they like it or not, right, Luke?
That's correct.
Anything else on your mind?
I think that's it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 800-259-5791. So, aside from this whole Miami situation, which is utterly insane, and if you've got comments, feel free to share them, but all I have to say about it is resist it. Just stop giving these people what they want. They want more control over your lives. If you keep giving it to them, they'll keep taking more and more steps to go towards it. Soon, yep, we're going to have checkpoints. I mean, how much farther down the road is that, really? Not much. Maybe one terrorist attack.
It's very close.
Yeah. So here's some other terrible news. This actually from a different part of the country, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. You hear about this story, Manwich?
Oak Ridge, Tennessee. No.
Well, it's actually kind of a story that's been repeated over the years, but it just keeps happening, and whenever it happens, there's always some sort of an uproar about it. So high school kids had their newspapers confiscated.
High school newspaper?
Yeah.
Okay.
According to Hammer of Truth, which is actually one of our listeners, a great blog, freedom of the press has been suppressed in a Tennessee high school. In a move sure to make the members of the Bush administration proud, an Oak Ridge, Tennessee high school principal named Becky Irvin has shut down the school newspaper and seized copies which had already been distributed. According to the Tennessee Independent Media Center, administrators late Tuesday searched through teachers' rooms and desks and seized copies, they said. The inter-school mail system delivering copies was halted, and the newspaper was returned. Bundles of papers were removed from teachers' mailboxes, according to the newspaper advisor. She said she was told to retrieve all the copies that went home. I picked up a copy from one student. The students in this case, though, are a little bit angry. And what this was all about was actually tattoos and birth control.
Tattoos and birth control.
Right. So as a result, that was what the offending article was in the newspaper.
I see.
The Oak Leaf's birth control article listed success rates for different methods and said contraceptives were available from doctors and the local health department.
Because I get it. The idea is that if you tell kids about contraceptives, then in fact they're liable to have sex more often because they're less scared of the pregnancy boogeyman.
I guess
that's the idea.
I think it's a little bit ludicrous. I mean, because if they don't know about contraceptives, they don't know about how to get their hands on them, they're going to have sex anyway, and then they're going to be at risk for pregnancy and more sexually transmitted diseases.
And, you know, I don't know whether this was done. I think that males propagated, you know, a certain level of sexual misinformation so that they could get away with it when I was in high school. Like, you know, oh, you can't get pregnant if you have sex this certain time of the month, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just nonsense to be able to get away with it. So I think that all this does is make it more likely that girls are going to get pregnant.
All right, so we'll come back with a few more details on the Oak Ridge High School situation here where the principal has seized the school newspaper. Yes, this is what happens in a free country. It's Free Talk Live.
If
you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. In fact, not just any photo, it's one they specifically took in order to prove that they are who they say they are. We call it validation. You can learn more at freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners. We're talking about a story from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where apparently the principal decided that she was going to use her authority to shut down the school newspaper after it had been distributed. So they'd already begun the process of distributing the school newspaper. The principal opened up her copy of it, and then she said, "Oh my gosh, they're talking about sex. They're talking about tattoos in here. This must be stopped." So, and this isn't a private school, by the way. This is, from what I can tell, this is a state-run high school. Now, if this was a private school, I would totally support the principal's prerogative here. I mean, it's a private school, and they can set the rules however they want it. But in a government school, I think that there should be freedom of the press. I think that should be something that should be enshrined. If you're going to have a government school, you should have freedom of the press.
Yeah, it does seem to me that if it's government school, then it has to follow the government's rules, and the big rule is the Constitution, and freedom of the press is right there at the top of the Bill of Rights.
Right, so these kids are getting a little bit more of an education than they'd expected to get this year,
instead of just going about the year, publishing the newspaper as they might always do. Now they're finding out that, well, maybe things aren't quite as they seemed with this whole school thing. Maybe things aren't. Maybe that whole Bill of Rights that they taught us about really. What? Wait, it doesn't apply to this campus? Because that's how it is. Go ahead. If you're in high school, next time you're nearby one of your administrators, go ahead and ask them. Hey, do I have any rights while I'm on campus? You're going to get the answer, no.
Do I have freedom of speech while I'm here?
Nope. No, you don't.
Do we have freedom of the press as far as the newspaper goes here?
Nope. Not if the principal doesn't like what you're printing.
How about freedom of religion?
You know, there was actually somebody that had emailed the show, not from this school, but ironically enough, one of our listeners is actually in the goes to this school.
This particular school?
Yeah, this particular school. So he might be checking in with us tonight, and I said, you know what you need to do? You need to be passing out some Free Talk Live flyers. Because if your principal thinks she's got trouble on her hands now, can you imagine if we had a good 5%, 10% of the students there listening to our show?
It'd be anarchy.
It'd be lawlessness. Wonderful. Let's go to the phones to Corey in Minnesota. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good, sir. What's up?
I just wanted to talk about, we were talking about terrorism, and I was listening to a local show about torture.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of frightening how a lot of conservative callers were calling in, and they were frightening me on how much they were for torturing people as long as they thought it would make their family safer.
Well, isn't that what Rush Limbaugh says that they should be for? I mean, if
sure.
Rush says it, you should get for it.
Right.
Right.
You know, and I get where they're coming from. I do completely understand. I mean, if I had a guy who was I'd captured a guy that somehow held the key to saving my mom, if I could just get the information out of him within the next 2 hours, then I could save my mom's life. You know, you can believe I'd take the pliers to that guy. And I would take any punishment that the government had for me afterwards. The problem is, the government shouldn't be stepping in. I mean, the government should be above this, you know?
Right. I mean, look at what governments do this type of thing. Cuba, Soviet Union, North Korea, Nazi Germany.
Well, the ones that do it is where we generally send our prisoners to be tortured so that we can get the information back. We don't generally do it ourselves.
Should we also point out that that a lot of these prisoners are actually just civilians that Al-Qaeda basically handed over so they could, some of the warlords handed over so they could get cash rewards from
right.
the government?
How do they know that someone's a terrorist? I mean, shouldn't they go through some type of process?
I can't even imagine. But
did they cross-check them with the terrorist watch list?
In Afghanistan, they had rewards out for terrorists, and
right.
you know, a terrorist, unlike you can't just spot them. You know, it's difficult to profile them, so people would just turn it in, folks.
Right.
He's a terrorist. Give him my $20,000.
I think one point that's got to be made is that whenever you just give the government power to do this sort of thing, I mean, it can be turned against the citizens.
Of course.
And I mean, that's kind of frightening to me that these people call in and they don't even question it. They don't question the size of government, even though conservatives say, oh, we're not for big government. We're not for more control. No. But they do that. They do on all these issues just to, quote unquote, keep us safe.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand
The thing is Republicans, I love the military. It's so funny. The military is like Republican welfare. They think you can solve everything with the Army. You know, just give the Army more money, and we can solve it all. The poor people, well, we'll just blow them up on battlefield.
Got flood water, send in the Army.
Send in the Army. It's just, it's amazing. And they say they're for smaller government. I'm sorry, the Army's part of the government.
Yeah. Last time I checked. In fact, last time I checked, they were the biggest part of the government.
Absolutely they are. And what you got to really ask yourself is, if you know some drugs are on the street and you have to torture this guy to be able to stop these things from getting dispersed, perhaps some youngster could get a hold of these drugs and do them. But we could torture this guy and find out the information we need.
They'd be behind that.
Absolutely.
They'd be behind that in a heartbeat.
Yep.
You know?
It's the terrorists one day, it's drug dealers the next day, and it could be, who knows? I mean, it just depends on who your dictator is.
And all you have to do to get these people on board is to couch it in terms of, we're going to protect your family. We're protecting your children. It's the old liberal thing of protect the children. It's just now being turned around and used by the so-called conservatives.
Yep.
And now, instead of protect the children, now it's snitch on your parents.
Well, it's also, we're going to protect your family and protect your children by torturing people and other sick stuff. Thanks for the call, Corey.
Yep,
we appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791. Animal torture. Talk about that on the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control.
congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791, the number you need to take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system. With over 70,000 posts, over 1,000 people interacting, it is free. It's a lot of fun. Lots of different topics, everything from fun topics to serious issues. In fact, we tend to post the stuff that we talk about. So if we're using a news article like the Miami thing that we were talking about earlier in the hour, you'll find that on our bulletin board system. So you can read it for yourself. FreeTalkLive.com. So let's go to the email box, man, which we haven't done any emails yet this hour.
I'm looking forward to it.
This one came in from Dave in Montreal. You can email the show ftl@freetalklive.com. It's a short one. He says, "Hi there. Even though I never cared that much about all that goes on with animal testing, my girlfriend takes the issue to heart. What's the principled libertarian stance on this? If absolute private ownership of animals exists, how can cosmetic companies be made accountable for the horrible things that they do to testing animals? I know they pretty much do whatever they want as it is, but would a libertarian utopia just leave any cosmetic company to do whatever it wants to its test animals? Hope I'll be informed and tell her that there's a way that liberty can take care of these little critters," from Dave. So his question is, how is it that they can be made accountable for the horrible things that they do to their testing animals? It's a good question.
I'm going to leave this to you because it's my opinion that there should be laws.
there are laws, I'm sure, that govern some of this, some of these things. Mm-hmm. And as he's put it, there's still terrible things that animals are still treated terribly. They're not just in the cosmetic industry, but I'm sure they do this in the cosmetic industry. They have the little cages where the animals are forced to live their entire lives in these tiny little cages. They can't even turn around. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can stand up and lay down, that sort of thing, but that's about it. You know, they're not let out, they're not taken out for walks or anything like that. I mean, there's definitely some disturbing and very twisted things that I think go on behind the scenes in a lot of industries. So in a free market world where there are a lot of people presumably that are concerned about this sort of thing, they would the word would get out. You know, if you wanted to purchase from Revlon and you wanted to be assured that they don't do any animal testing, go tour their factory and find out for sure. And if they are doing animal testing, spread the word about them. Spread the word. I don't know if they do or not, but spread the word about what they're doing and use the internet, use the media, get the word out there, and have a boycott of their products. I think that's the most effective way to regulate this sort of thing on a voluntary basis.
I think it's very difficult to, just as it's difficult to define what torture is, it's difficult to define what cruelty to animals is.
Sure.
You know, where one person might think that it makes perfectly good sense to drop shampoo in the eye of a bunny rabbit and then not allow him to blink to see how, we would affect,
right.
Tearing of our eyes and the shampoo would affect us. Somebody else would call that torture.
Yeah.
Somebody might say that hooking a horse up to a large wooden metal object and forcing it to pull that object forward would call that torture. Somebody might call it hoeing.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
I say let the market decide. You're talking. You say you want laws, Manwich, but laws cost money to enforce. You've got if you want a law, then you're going to have to create a bureaucracy to go along with that law. The Department of Enforcement of Animal Abuse,
because that one's so huge.
And then they're going to go. I don't think there is such a department, but they're going to go around.
Well,
and
there's laws now.
They're going to check out a bunch of different, a bunch of different factories, and they're going to vet them. And all this costs money. Why not just have a consumer group that goes around from factory to factory and checks them out and certifies them as animal safe? Seems simple to me. Hour number two is coming up. You take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live. On the way, we got a bunch of good stuff, including a good cop story. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a diet?